First and foremost, some awful news to share about the Portland Mercado. Even if you don't listen to anything else in this podcast, please stick around until I can chat with you about that. On better news front, the Portland podcaster now publishes his podcast on YouTube Podcasts, which makes it more accessible to even more folks. Lots of predictions from BCs and the like. Lots of events coming up. I'll rattle through. Let's get into it. Unfortunately, I have some bad news to share to start the podcast. Our friends at Portland Mercado, which if you're not familiar with it, is an incubator and community for Latina, Latino, Hispanic food entrepreneurs, unfortunately suffered a tragic fire this week, which destroyed much of the structure that housed the Mercado. Now it's also a food cart pod. The food carts were spared, luckily, but the whole thing's been shut down until it can be made safe. And unfortunately for the food carts, they were powered by the physical structure that burned. So if I'm the one sharing this news with you, I'm sorry. Sorry I have to share it, but the good news is the community still exists. And that's really the most amazing part about Portland Mercado. They've helped so many people. So many amazing folks have worked there and built that organization and helped founders there that I'm sure will recover. And I know that everybody is going to band together like community does and help the Portland Mercado recover. I realize we're just coming out of the holidays. You've probably done your nonprofit donations just prior to the end of the year. But if you have the wherewithal to provide some support for the Portland Mercado and rebuilding that amazing community hub for entrepreneurs and startups everywhere, and really the entire community rallied around that hub. If you can help by donating money, time, those kind of things, I'll link some stuff up below that will enable you to do that. So, not a great way to start the year, but again, I know the Portland Mercado community will recover from this, and I look forward to seeing them in their next iteration. Okay, with that said, I'm just really... It's really upsetting. So let's get on to other things that are definitely more uplifting than that tragic news. So biggest story for us this week, on the positive side, a prominent Portland podcaster who's been doing a podcast for years and years, Scott Hanselman, does the podcast Hansel Minutes. He revealed that he's also going to start publishing that on YouTube Podcasts. So if you're one of those folks who gets your podcast from YouTube, you'll now be able to get Hansel Minutes there as well. Very techie podcast. Scott's really good at interviews and providing insights and helping people with tech and all kinds of things. So it's a really great podcast. And I'm excited to see him putting it more places because he's a good podcaster and somebody who I've learned a lot from. Story I didn't publish, but Malia Spencer over at the Portland Business Journal did. This is a podcast exclusive, me releasing the names of them, and then I'll write up the blog post later. Companies that have been selected for Pitch Black 2024, which is happening February 7th. There are 10 companies pitching. I'm just going to read them off. I'm not going to tell you anything about them because I think you should go to the event and see the founders pitch. But you may be able to guess from some of the names. The 10 companies are Upland Autoworks, Sunrise Books, Lion Speaks, Mr. OK's Essentials, Bloom Agency, Flourish Spices and African Food, Pacmodo, Hala School, Rock Ridge, and the ABC Travel Network. Now, the interesting part about this list is Those aren't all Portland companies. Seven of those companies are Portland companies. One of them is from Salem, Oregon, and two of them are from Oakland, California. So I'm making the trip up. Hope to see you there. I'll definitely be there. Again, congrats to Stephen Green on the turnout and the applications, and thank you to the selection committee for going through the more than 200 applications to pick these 10 companies to pitch at Pitch Black. Caligator's got some new life to it. So we're seeing lots of people posting stuff on Caligator. We're seeing lots of events starting to happen. So I thought it might be worthwhile to just kind of run through the list of events that are occurring over, you know, it's First Friday. So if you're listening to this early and it's still Friday afternoon, the folks at Upstart Collective, of course, have First Friday, as they do the first Friday of every month around 5 o'clock. But let me give you some events with a little more heads up. I'm going to read them to you because I don't want to miss anything. And obviously, I'm not top of my game after that Mercado news. Saturday, January 6th, Mentorship Saturdays. Tuesday, January 9th. At 9 a.m. is Startup Open Coffee in the Couve. Also on that Tuesday, Web Accessibility Workshop from the React.js crew. On Wednesday, OEN's first pub talk of the year. Thursday, Radius is hosting a rad work day in collaboration with TAO and TechWorks. In the evening, there's the Accelerate Happy Hour networking with Otrati OBI, the Oregon Bioscience Incubator. So if you're involved in biotech or digital health, that's a great community to connect with. Also on Thursday, there's a virtual event called AI Joins the Team. But the one I'm super excited about is the inaugural meetup for AI Portland. And there's been a great response. I think it's going to be a really compelling meetup. It's going to be held at Upstart Collective on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. So if you have any interest in AI whatsoever, I highly suggest you try and attend that meeting. A little later on Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock, is the Bike Loud PDX Hack Night. So that's another one. And that's really it for next week. Please check Caligator, which is the aggregated tech and startup community calendar. If you go to Caligator and you don't see your event there, then feel free to add it. It's an open source project and it's crowdsourced. So we all do our part to add events there as they come up. So whether they're on Meetup or Splash That or Eventbrite or what have you, go ahead and add those events there. It's super easy. And then everybody in the community will get to know about those events. The other bonus is that that publishes directly to the Portland Startup Slack. And so in the event channel, you'll always see stuff from Caligator coming into that channel. And that's an easy way to keep track of it as well, but only if you publish it on Caligator and only if you're part of Portland Startup Slack, which I hope you are. At the end of the year, we all look back. Like, here's what happened in 2023. Let's recap things. Let's think about what might happen. Beginning of the year, people really like to look forward. So they'll make predictions about things and stuff. And nobody likes to make predictions better than VC folks. So there were a number of articles about VC predictions that I shared. One was from Fred Wilson at Union Square Ventures. One was from Pacific Northwest Venture Capitalists. And then our friends at the PBJ also shared some articles. So that's it. I'll try and keep you posted on what's going on. No, I won't try. I'll keep you posted on what's going on with the Portland Mercado and ways that you can help. I would not be surprised to see more fundraisers happening, events or calls to action. Happy New Year. I hope you got some downtime over the break. I'm glad you're back. Glad you're raring to get going in 2024. I'm excited for 2024, and I look forward to sharing all those stories with you throughout the coming year. Hang in there. Thank you so much for listening. And until we get the chance to hang out again, please keep up the good work.